Well, thanks for joining us on the agenda this afternoon. And ordinarily, we don't do this sort of a segment, but I just had to when I started thumbing through my copy of Images of America, Kashmir. And, you know, I've lived here. See, I moved to this area in 1983 and never lived in Kashmir. But if I hadn't lived in Chelan, I sure would have wished I would have lived or certainly grown up in Kashmir, like our author, Bert Brender, who spent the first 20 years or so of his life in Kashmir and has authored the book, which is part of the series of Images of America, this one on Kashmir. Bert, thanks for joining us today, and pleasure to talk with you. And you're a lucky guy. You grew up in a beautiful community. I love Kashmir.
Thank you for having me on the show, Dave. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. And I absolutely do feel lucky having grown up in Kashmir. As a young man, like a lot of young men, I couldn't wait to go see the broader world and leave my small town behind. And once I did, I can't wait to get that.
I think that could be said of a lot of communities around here. But having lived here now since, you know, the early 80s, I have a kind of a special fondness for Kashmir. This series, Images of America, focuses on communities, I would guess, a lot like Kashmir. And we're going to talk about this magnificent book. It really is kind of a series of chapters on the history. And I want to kind of dive in a little bit. It's through Arcadia Publishing. It's going to be coming out August the 26th. We'll tell you how you can get a copy. But first off, the Wenatchee tribe called it, and I'm going to let you tackle that because I don't dare try to pronounce it. Can you help me out here? It starts with an N and a T, and it's got a bunch of apostrophes in it. I don't dare try.
So the original name of the town that we now call Kashmir is Nipwitkum, and that word means the soaking place in what linguists today call the Moses Columbia language, what we would commonly know as the Wenatchee language. And where Kashmir is has historically been one of the migratory stopping places for the Wenatchee people, and that's where they would summer. They would enjoy the area and take some game there and enjoy the plentiful camas root and other things that were in the area that they could take subsistence from as they migrated up to the Leavenworth area as far as the Cle Elum area, following their migratory patterns.
So it's Nipwitkum, and then it becomes Mission. We've got Mission Creek. We've got the word Mission associated with the Kashmir area quite extensively. But how did that come about to be?
So these three Catholic priests that originally came from France came over, and they were part of the Catholic missionary presence that came to the Northwest after Westerners, such as the Russians, the British, the expanding Americans, all started to come to the area for trapping purposes. And they came with a totally different purpose. They genuinely cared about the well-being and the welfare of the local Native Americans, and following their faith tradition, they believed that they could better the people here, serve them on a spiritual level by bringing them the gospel as they knew it in their Catholic faith. And so the area came to be a stopping ground for these priests, and they spent a considerable enough time here that the name stuck, that they were missionaries. This was their mission, gave the name to Mission Creek, and eventually became the name of the town. Originally just a go-by, but in 1889, when the Kashmir Post Office was established, it got the official name, and it became state law. Right in there, the town of Mission formally existed in the annals of Washington State history.
I understand. Now, looking through the book, I see the first settler, Alexander Brender. We're talking with Burton Brender, the author of the book. And so I got to ask, relative, I mean, a lot of Brenders associated with Kashmir. So is that a relative?
Yes, he is a great, great, great uncle of mine. He originally came from Germany, like my father's family ancestrally does. From a small town in Gienen in the south of Germany, sort of near the town of Stuttgart. And my family passed originally through Kansas, the small town of Eudora, Kansas, before they followed Alexander Brender, who had come out here after serving in the United States Cavalry and came out, found this area, married a Texas girl in Ellensburg, first day he ever met her after a long correspondence, then took up residence in what is now Brender Canyon.
There you go. One of the things that I really appreciated about looking through the book and piqued my interest right off the bat was it is, I would say, primarily pictures. Pictures, even though we're in radio, pictures tell a thousand words. And these are fascinating photographs with plenty of text. It's not, I would say, not a picture that has a line or two caption. Each photograph, and these are amazing photographs, going back well through the Pioneer and Native American history, but each caption is a full paragraph or more with just amazing history. I know you work closely with the Cashmere Museum in Pioneer Village. The foreword is by Ray Schmitten. Folks know the Schmittens around here. Where did you come across these archives, and how long did it take you to research the book, Burton?
So it took about 2.5 years to complete research for this book, and I started at the best resource that I possibly could, which was the Cashmere Valley Museum. And so Lexi Palmer, who is the director, and Fred Harvey, the curator, were two incredible resources for this, and they opened up their archives, allowed me to go through, helped me to pick out the best pictures, and really, a lot of this is an oral history. There were two particular people, Fred Harvey, again, the curator of the museum, and a local retired youth pastor named Joe Briette. And these two knowledgeable Cashmere natives, I got them in a room and started showing them these pictures. And you would not believe the stories that they started to tell. It's majority of what you read and hear, a good 50 to 60%. Came from just listening to these two natives talk about their memories and their experiences in the Cashmere Valley, and I just had the privilege of listening to it and writing it down.
Yeah, and once that oral history is lost, it is lost. So glad you're able to capture that. The book itself is coming out August the 26th. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, first off, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to give you the particulars on how you can get that, and then Bert's going to be doing some book signings around the area, so we want to make sure you get a chance to do that. Anyone who lives in Cashmere, anyone who's from Cashmere, has relatives who miss the hometown, would love to have a copy of this. I'm also going to tell you how you can get, I've got six of these copies we're going to be giving away, when we do the show out at the Chelan County Fair coming up on opening day. So we're going to give you all that information, but I know you'd love to have a chance to get a signed copy from Bert at some of those book signings. And again, most importantly, we'll tell you how you can get a copy once it goes on sale here in late August when we come back on the agenda. Back on the agenda with author Burton Brender, who grew up in Cashmere. He's authored the book Images of America on Cashmere with Arcadia Publishing. And in just a minute, we'll tell you how you can get a copy, even a signed copy, with some book signings he'll be doing soon. It's available through Arcadia Publishing. And such a rich history in Cashmere, including there's a segment in the book on the last Indian powwow. And the rich Indian Native American history. Tell us about that, Burton.
So one of my favorite passages to research and to write about in Cashmere's history is its Native American history. And I'd like to start off with a figure many of us who like American history might know about, George McClellan, the future general of the Army of the Potomac in the Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
He was still Captain McClellan. He led the first official expedition to make diplomatic contact with the Wenatchee Indians. And it happened just on the east side of what is now the Old Bastion Bridge in East Wenatchee. And from that time, and that very good, very genteel and honest interaction to about 1904, that population unfortunately dwindled in the catchment area from about 350 permanent settlers to just six in 1904. And it looked like it was going to stay that way for the rest of time until 1931, when a local attorney, Harold Anderson, Mark Balaban of Liberty Orchards, the Cashmere Chamber of Commerce, and a bunch of others took the opportunity and the gumption to establish the last great powwow of Cashmere in 1931. And no less than the governor of Washington State met with then the last chief of the Wenatchee, John Harmelt, and in what was equal parts fair religious ceremony and international diplomatic summit. And it's just an amazing story, and I hope everyone gets a chance to read about it in the book.
Well, it's fascinating. You see, normally we don't do these sort of things, but I'm sure glad we were able to get you on to the program today and tell everybody about this great book. If you're from this area, it doesn't even matter if you're from Cashmere. This is one to have. So it comes out August 26th. How can people get a copy of Images of America, Cashmere?
So if you're in the local area, you will find it at any store in the Cashmere area and many in the Leavenworth and Wenatchee areas. In addition, if you are not local or you prefer to shop online like I do, you can find it on any of the major sellers, Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And if you would like to get a copy in person and hear more about the history of our valley, on Saturday, the 19th of October at 10 a.m., I will be giving a presentation at the Cashmere Community Library. And then later that same day at 1 p.m., at a Book for All Seasons in Leavenworth.
Oh, wonderful. And you'll be doing book signing, of course, I would guess?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I'm going to have six copies that we're going to give away opening day when we do the agenda live at the Chelan County Fair. So it'll be fun. I hope you'll stop on by and say hello in the noon hour when we're broadcasting live there. Pleasure to meet with you and talk with you, but most of all, thanks for doing this book. I really enjoyed my time that I've had to just kind of thumb through it. Now I'm looking forward to reading page by page, just fascinating photos, and what a great history, not only of Cashmere, but of our area as well. Bert Brender joining us on the agenda today. Thank you so much for your time.
Complete pleasure to be on your show, Dave. Thank you.